I know. So that kind of like lifts my spirits in a way.
I hear you.
How are you doing?
I'm okay. I actually took a walk out there and I love being able to open my windows and doors.
Oh,
Yeah.
I know the winter was tough. It really was like not, yeah, especially in this quarantine.
Yeah.
It's not fun.
This is for the birds.
This whole thing is for the birds. Oh. I was like wearing my mask. I wear my mask around my neck now so that you have like a Disney one. You should get a Disney one. That reminds
I
me.
should.
I know. I should find one for you. Yeah. So I wear it around and I double mask. I wear it around so that I don't forget it. That's
Okay.
how I roll. That's my life.
So the only time I leave the house is to go grocery shopping or whatever. So I actually have them sitting on the shifter in the car.
Yeah, I have my kids sitting there. But I have to pick up and drop off my kids. So I
Yeah.
have to always wear a mask for that. And then, it's just,
Yep.
I can't remember everything I need to remember. So I'm like, where's my mask? So yeah, no, I know. I know. Could you imagine, like, if we went back a year that we'd be talking about this, that this would be like,
Heck no.
I know. If I could have predicted, I'd be a millionaire right now.
I think it was around this time last year when I finally decided, maybe I'll get a mask.
Yeah.
I didn't. I waited a while.
I know. I know.
So.
I wish I could show you. Let me see if I can show you this. This is the other thing that I did. My IKEA mask. Yeah, it's now part of my house.
Yep.
You walk out the door. You'd think that would help me though. That doesn't help me. That's why I
No.
wear it around my neck. But helps
Yep.
my kids who now like go like this. Everywhere we go, they go like this to get their temperature taken.
That's funny.
What is that? Is that like Pavlov's
Not
dog?
really.
Right, but
I
isn't that like Pavlov's dog? Like, like where they ring the bell and like the dogs, the psychological study where they like primed the dog.
Yeah.
It's like my kids now.
Yep.
Yeah, my 3-year-old.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's see how long this lasts.
Oh, up at Christmas, I went up to Hershey's Chocolate World to get some chocolate for my daughter for Christmas.
Oh yeah, was it
And
open?
of course, they have to queue. Oh yeah, the chocolate store is open all year long.
Oh.
So anyway, so I go in, and of course, they queue you up, and they say masks and wash your hands and blah blah blah. And then you get in a third line. It's like, what the heck is this? And some guy comes up to me, and it was almost like at the optometrist's office where you have to put your chin on the thing to look through.
Oh, yes. I
That
got
was
that
the thermometer.
the chiropractor had that. I'd never seen that.
Yeah. So,
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's like,
what a
oh.
difference a year makes, and not always in a good way.
Well, good news. We all look the same. It's not like we'll all be able to recognize each other if we ever go
Yep.
back. That
Yep.
was what I was most concerned about. Do
I
you
have
even
the
know?
coronavirus hair, though.
Look at mine.
Yeah, looks
I actually,
great.
oh, right. It's so long.
Yeah.
I know these are the things that matter. This is what we should really talk about is like,
You know?
yeah, no. What are you gonna do?
Elizabeth, are you cutting your own hair?
No, I'm. Haircuts are an essential service for me.
Oh,
Is that, and like I tried, I couldn't do
wow,
it.
why isn't this working?
So that's, yeah.
That's
Listen,
funny.
it looks like we have 30 people on. Let me share the screen with the slides. Is that cool, everyone?
Sure.
All right. Screen.
Oh, what is going on with my audio?
Like no spaces or anything. Just did it one paper years ago.
Why is it connecting? Hey guys, when you get on, can you mute? Thank you.
It's gonna take a sec. So, what do you guys see here? Do you see the? I see a lot of things on my screen. I just want to make sure.
We see the slides, but we see them in non-presentation form.
Okay. So, what just happened? I thought I did presentation.
Like nothing's working with the volume on this thing. Oh.
Yeah, is that better?
Oh, that looks nice.
We're so official. Love it.
Excellent. Hey. Amy.
Elizabeth, congratulations. You accomplished something.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
If you accomplish nothing else today, this is
you
it.
Beat the technology.
I did. I beat it. I'm the boss.
Yeah.
Hey, Enrique, what does your shirt say? You can't.
I can't see him. How can you see him?
Oh, I see him. I don't see. I just see him, but not much of him.
I don't see anyone.
Can't share.
Oh, you can't scare me. I have two daughters.
I thought it said share. I was like, what? What's going on?
Ricky.
Hey, I, you know, two daughters is plenty. This job is definitely a piece of pie.
Oh, yeah. Right. All right, so I say we start in 1 minute. We have 63 people.
Shouldn't we have our mugshot numbers below our chins?
If you want to do that for us for the next one, if you have like a crafty side, I'm totally supportive.
Okay.
Gonna send it to 80 people or whomever decides to attend.
Uh-huh.
A lot of mugshots. All right, Liz.
Yes.
I think we're good to start. What do you think?
Yeah.
Okay, Enrique.
All right. Is Ken on? Ah, oh, there he is.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Ken.
Guys, how's it going? So the first thing we restart. We're kind of busy today, so we'll get right into it. But we have, for the first thing, we have Enrique Schusterman, the new chair. He's going to do a quick introduction and tell us who he is. After that, we'll have some business office updates with Mercita, some facilities updates. Rebecca's going to talk about the work-life balance, and we'll have staff life committee, and then finally a quick presentation on the changing passwords with Martin. So let's get right into it, and we'll start with Enrique.
Okay, well.
Oh, whoops, sorry. There we go.
It's a double image.
Yeah.
Wow, this is a lot of pressure. Thank you, everybody. My name is Enrique. I wish I was there to meet you in person. I think these times are difficult and we don't get to have that human connection. But I'm super excited to be here. And if you were in different times, I think that we will be meeting in my office. We'll have a nice Coke like this and chat about anything from who should be the running back for the Eagles to what's the best strategy to distribute the vaccine. But I wanted to take a few moments to say a few things that are important for us. I do believe that we live in a holistic life where it should be balanced between different aspects. And I try to live my life that way. And I hope that we can all try to do the same, meaning, you know, I trust that we do a wonderful job doing our jobs and we believe in the mission, but also we have other priorities. And so a work-life balance with Rebecca, which Rebecca is going to talk about that later, is one of my core values. And I hope that we can embrace that. I also love to meet you directly. So if anytime you want to come and chat, please don't hesitate to make a meeting. And lastly, I got to tell you, I have been here for 2 months and I am so excited to be working with you all, but you are also in great hands. Rebecca and Elizabeth are amazing. And I am at oh how many things that they are handling at the same time, which means that they have played a big role in working with you. So I'm sure that you are amazing as well. You know that saying in Spanish, we have a say that says, tell me who the people that surround you and I will tell you who you are. And so I'm quite positive that you are all working towards the same goals, and I'm excited to get to know each and every one of you. And if you have some questions, either now or later, anything you want, anything goes. I'm very straightforward, very direct, and will answer anything. As I said, I think that my biggest challenge is to raise my two daughters. So this is, seems like an easier job. So that's it. Thank you so much, everybody. I'm excited to be working with you.
Yay, Rebecca and Lisbeth.
Oh. Thanks, Rosita. I will say that in the 2 months that Enrique has been here, he's been doing what we call a listening and learning tour. And what that has entailed is that he's met with people inside the department, people external within the university, and he's in the process of gathering data and information. So it's very valuable at this point to understand where the department's at and, you know, how to take the next steps forward. So we're doing everything we can to have Enrique meet with as many people so that, you know, when we pave a path forward, we are doing it on, you know, accurate data that represents the community. So again, I wouldn't say he's available. I don't want to say that he's like 100% available. Obviously he has a lot of meetings, but he's there to hear what's going on, and, you know, all feedback matters. So, I mean, if you have anything that you'd like to share with him, please feel free. I just offered you up, Enrique, I'm sorry.
I will get right into that one.
No, or contact me. Either way.
Rebecca is expressing right the sentiment. I will try. I'm going to make time to anyone who wants to talk to me always. But also to let you know that I trust Rebecca and Elizabeth to be handling any issues, and we work closely together. If it doesn't get to me the same day, it will get to me the same day, and it will make it work. Also, I want to make sure that I also communicate something, is that I mentioned about the work-life balance, but I also did not mention the issue of diversity, and I'm committed to propagate the issues of diversity and inclusion at all levels, and includes the people we hire. We need a diverse workforce, but also we need an inclusive workforce. And so we will be working to very hard, and your input is extremely welcome to achieve the goals of a department that it's wide and broad, diverse and inclusive. So again, with that, I'm happy to answer any questions that you may have. I know it's weird with having so many people, but don't be shy. Elizabeth, maybe we can unshare for a little bit.
Sure.
So so we see each other's faces and it becomes a little bit more personal. And so I can see your faces as well.
So we do invite all staff to the quarterly staff meeting, but we usually get about 80 participants, which is, I mean, actually more since we're virtual. No questions, anyone? Nothing?
What's a good restaurant to go to?
None right now.
Not right now. What's going to happen with the Eagles? Nothing. Come on.
Well, maybe towards the end. We can circle back maybe after we share some more information. Are you going to stay on for the whole time or? Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to mute it if okay. That's okay. Lower the volume, but yes, I'm going to stay here.
Yeah, and if people have questions that they don't want to ask, you know, right now, they could always send them to me. Also use the chat. We can get to them during the session. Okay.
Let me get the, hold on, I'm having computer issues again. Okay, hold on. Give me one sec. Play from current slide.
Elizabeth, you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
Just want to let you know.
Wait, why isn't it sharing? Wait, it wasn't sharing.
Well, we could just go to the next one. I mean, do we need a screen?
Sharing.
I think we'll be good. So, I mean, first we'll have FMLA with Millie. Oh, okay.
Did you get, okay, so now needs to play from current slide.
Okay, can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah. Yep. Hey, Millie.
Okay, great. Hey, thank you guys for having me on. I just wanted to touch base on a few things as we are coming or approaching the most, the busiest time for the business office. And a couple things have come up that I just want to just alert folks. FMLA, when any staff or faculty are taking FMLA, I've been dropped off of the notifications. I ask that the notifications be sent to my office so that I am aware as there are payroll implications that we need to be mindful of. So if I can trouble anyone that is receiving it, just pass it along to me. I'd appreciate that. We are coming into the summer program, so I suspect that we're going to have a large volume of temporary and student worker requests. I am asking that you please submit these to me at least 6 weeks in advance. We have a large volume of work right now, and I'd like to try to get these in and avoid late payments if possible. We also have the work study student program. The summer federal program will launch on May 17th. We are still in the spring, I believe, session. The work study program has now transitioned fully into Workday. So the old SEMS system that all have been accustomed to uploading and posting jobs will no longer be available to us. All jobs must be posted through Workday, and that will be channeled through my office. So when you're submitting your RTH for these positions, I will take that information and create the jobs. If you have a student in mind, just please be sure to document that on the RTH, and then I'll be able to invite the student directly to the position to apply for it. This should work pretty good, but we just started this program last week, so we're hoping it will work well. The other item on my agenda on the next slide is the minors, interns, and trainings. Interns and trainees are, as many would think, they're volunteers. The university does not permit volunteer services. There is a program in place for unpaid interns. There are guidelines that we must abide by. And I ask that all requests for any interns or trainees that are channeled through our office so that we meet compliance. Working with minors, it's a big request that has been coming through my office lately. There are a ton of paperwork and compliances that we must abide by. And the biggest one is clearances. Any faculty or staff member that will have direct contact with a minor must have all of their clearances completed through the university. The university will not accept clearances that were done outside of this program. If you are interested in engaging minors, please reach out to my office and we can work through the process. Annual performance appraisals. The performance appraisal program is currently underway. I did send out an email on March 22nd, but learned today that perhaps it did not reach everybody. So I've asked Lizbeth to please do me a favor and send it out to the proper listserv so that you have the details needed as you start working and scheduling meetings with your staff to complete your performance appraisals. If you have any questions or need some guidance with this process, please feel free to reach out to my office. I'd be more than happy to help you. And that's all I have. Any questions?
No.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Millie.
Okay, my turn. So the university announced, actually the university did not announce, the university contacted PMAX and asked if the department would like to participate in a pilot for the PenFlex phone migration, to which we said, huh? Short story is that the university is changing service providers from Verizon to Vonage effective July 1st, 2022. And as a result of that change, the university is going to swap out all of the handsets that are on each of our desks and replace them with new Vonage equipment. Now, you can either get a new handset and or you can get an app that can be used in conjunction with your computer or your cell phone, and it will appear to people you call that you're calling from your office phone number. So if you're using your cell phone, your personal cell phone for making work calls, that will be blinded through the app when you place calls on Penton's behalf. You will have the option of getting a handset, which will be free through June 30th, 2022. If we have to ask for new handsets after that date, we will need to pay for them. In order to use the app on your computer will need to have speakers and a microphone. Alternatively, you can use your own headphones with a mic, but the headphones and mic are not part of this project. So that's something to keep in mind. After talking over all of the logistics, the department made the decision to try and aim for piloting the program this July, the end of July. And it takes about 2 months or so to get all of the data necessary to migrate to the Vonage service. So a bunch of us are working on that now to make sure that we're migrating all of the correct phone numbers so that no one's service gets dropped, no one's phone gets lost in the shuffle and all that jazz. Not sure if the majority of us will be back in the office this July, late July or early August, when the migration, the pilot begins for us. Even if we are back in the office, it's a time for a lot of vacations in late August, in late July or early August. So stay tuned for that. But I just wanted to let you know that whether you're there in the office or not, you're handset will get replaced with a new one, or at the very minimum, your old handset will be taken off of your desk if you've opted for not getting a new one. It's going to take a lot of coordination because we're not in the office. So it's a little bit stranger to handle this kind of thing. So we will definitely be in touch with you. We're working with Sue White for Epi, Marisa Fox for Biostats, Ken for IBI and Informatics, Jennifer for the chair's office. And I think that covers everybody. So right now we're just in the process of making sure we include all the phone numbers that need to stay active. So stay tuned for more information. Things are quickly developing. Unrelated to the PenFlex phone migration is the PMAX staff have basically mandated that any computers running Windows 7 operating systems need to be taken off the network. So I've been going through that. We have about 800 devices. And of those 800, PMAX seems to think there were about 100 that were running Windows 7. And I've been going through those and discovering many of those computers have been replaced already. So I'm down to about a dozen or so computers that really do need to be replaced. If you have a computer that's really old and or you know it's running Windows 7, it has probably been replaced and just kept in the building for whatever reason, it needs to be taken out. So if you know of any of those computers, please reach out to me so that we don't just pull computers that we think no one is using or doesn't need to be used and then find out after the fact, oops. So any questions about computers or phones, migration?
Hey, Mercita, this is Lisa Nessel.
Lisa.
I had a question. Hey, how are you? All right. I had a question about cell phones.
Yes.
We have some study cell phones that we have through Verizon. Is that affected by this or is that just separate?
That is separate. So the phones that are affected are the ones that are plugged into wall plates in campus, campus.
So Verizon will still be handling the cell phones and we don't have to worry about switching to a different provider.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Good question. Anybody else?
Hi, Mercita. I think you said this. I might have just missed it. Are we going to keep our existing phone numbers or with changing providers, are we going to be allotted new phone numbers as well?
Excellent question. So the short answer is yes, you're going to keep your phone number. And the data that we're going through right now is making sure that the phone numbers that we have are actively being used. So work with Sue White for Epi. She will have the names and phone numbers of all of the phones in Blockley Hall.
Yes.
And make sure that the phone numbers remain active and get migrated to the Vonage service.
Okay. All right. Great. I know I haven't used mine since quarantine, but I used it a lot before that. I've just been using my cell phone since then.
Do you have calls forwarded to a different number?
No. So I get not the calls forwarded, but I get the voicemails come through my email.
Okay.
But I haven't actually used that phone number since we were sent home. So
the number of voicemails that you've received and mm-hmm. the number of inbound calls to your phone number and the number of outbound calls that somehow managed to get made from that phone are captured on this data that we've provided to business administrators.
Okay.
So where we see phone numbers are getting actively used, that's going to be a no-brainer. We're not going to disconnect that phone number.
Okay.
So you're okay.
Okay. All right. Great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Any other questions? Okay.
Why? Do we have the option to choose for a phone when, they could be all changed or not? I mean, is there any other reason to reduce the number of phones other than they're not used?
So the reason to reduce the number of phones is because it costs money to maintain that equipment.
Okay.
So that's the short story that we're getting from the university.
But that is also the future of us going back to the office.
Well, so exactly. So the longer answer is there may be people who don't go back to the office, but still need that phone number. So if we happen to know that in July, then we're going to say, you know, Massimo, you don't need a phone because you're not going back. So we're not going to give you a phone. We'll just give you the app. Just as an example.
Okay. Anyway, generally, you know, whoever works for Penn as a phone, so as a professional phone, you know, number. So, you know, either you know, the physical location of the phone will be removed, you know, and because they are reorganizing the offices, or I think whoever has the phone and, you know, and uses it, you know, should keep it. So I don't understand the optionality of, you know, keeping the phone, removing the phone. It seems like we're going towards more like a virtual kind of environment where we will use the phone number as a virtual number on our cell phones or on our computer.
That's right. They're basically moving to a soft phone model. Okay.
Yeah, are these phones capable of video conferencing or they're just, you know, regular voice over IP phones?
The phones are voice over IP. The video calls will continue to be made via BlueJeans or Zoom or Microsoft Teams.
So they don't have any functionality additional to what we already have.
That's correct.
Okay, so the best, you know, the new feature is that basically you can answer your phone calls through the through your whatever phone you want to use. Yeah, through the app.
Through the app on your phone or through your local computer, wherever you happen to be working.
Yeah, yeah, I had one years ago.
Yeah.
Did you like it? Yeah, I mean, they were at the infancy. I mean, they would be, you know, just started, but it was the first voice over IP that, you know, I could find. And so it was the first time I cut the cord with Verizon. And then from then on, I've been on voice over IP all the time, you know, but all the other providers switch to the same model.
Right.
No, it worked okay. And I like the fact that I was able to call even from Italy with my American phone number and people would
right. see,
you know, the number was coming up as, you know, from the US.
Yes. That's going to be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Anybody else have any questions?
We have Jordan had asked, if you opt not to get the new physical phone, can you still keep the same number?
Yes, everyone will keep the same phone number, whether you get the physical handset or just the app, or if you get just the app now and you decide later you need a phone, you will keep the same phone number. Anybody else? I didn't see the chat, so.
Okay.
I have one more question. It's Caitlin again. Sorry.
Okay.
I know that my team were talking not necessarily about coming back full time onto campus, but some of us may be splitting our time between campus and home.
Right.
In that scenario, would we have the physical phone and then could we also download the app or would we be encouraged to just go with the app and use that in office and at home?
Each end user will get to decide whether you want a phone now and or whether you want the app now. So
okay.
If you suspect people are going to want a phone, then definitely get it now because again, after next July of 2022, we're going to have to pay for new phones.
Okay.
The other thing is, you know, I might be one person who is going to be working a little bit at home and a little bit in the office as well. I suspect my preference is going to be just do the app on my computer. Even when I'm in the office, it's going to work. Mm-hmm. So that's more real estate that I have available on my desktop that right now I don't have. So something to think about.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Any other questions?
We just had one more from Hannah, at least for the IBI. Do we have to migrate right now, or can this be held off? So there's not a lot. She'd prefer to wait until more people are back on campus for the IBI.
So the short answer is I'm not sure. Let me find out and get back to you. You know, Rebecca said this earlier, who in the world thought that 13 months later, we're still all working at home? So there's no guarantee that we're going to be in the office next April or and so on. So the fact that this is being attempted while we're not in the office, I'm not sure whether this July or next July or whenever is going to be an option, but the project will be done before June 30th of 2022. So let's you and I talk about that offline, Ken.
Yeah.
And try and figure out what's what. Any other questions?
Okay, just a question. So who's our reference in CRCU for this project?
CRCU is Chris Helker.
Okay. Yeah, we will discuss internally too. I mean, we weren't aware of this option.
Okay. I kind of apologize, except we had no control because it was just kind of dumped on us. Like, do you guys want to join in this pilot? And everybody's like, what pilot? What new phones? So sorry about the short notice.
That's okay. No, okay. The phone and the app are completely independent. So, you know, you can have a phone, physical phone, and you can have the app on several cell phones, you know.
Yes.
It will not matter. So, I mean, if it's a cost reason or real estate reason why we don't want the phone on there, we could, in theory, eliminate it.
Yeah. All righty. So those decisions will initially be made, I think, in the next month or so, given that we're going to aim for a July, end of July migration.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just not sure how this is going to work. So Vonage and Verizon will overlap for a period because, you know, right now the network is controlled by Verizon.
So right now it is controlled by Verizon. And so what will happen is the morning that we're going to switch over in late July, there'll be a period of a couple of hours that morning where Verizon service will be turned off and we'll have no phone service coming through Blockley Hall or through campus until the Vonage service gets turned on, if you will, later that same morning.
Okay, but so is this July or July 2022?
So the DBEI is planning on starting a pilot in July 2021, late in the month. The university's contract with Verizon will end June 30th, 2022, and then Penn will be 100% Vonage on okay. July 1st.
Okay, so we're starting this July.
A little bit early, yep. See how it works out. Glenn will often say, if we can get things to work in the CCEB and CRCU and DBEI, it'll work anywhere.
So we are difficult people.
We're challenging. Any other questions? Okay.
Yeah, there's a chat from Glenn Lafferty.
Oh.
Explaining the project. Yeah.
Okay, so Glenn is saying his understanding is that since the entire PSOM must be migrated, PMAX and DART is coordinating the schedules and they're doing about 500 phones per month. That's just the volume that they can handle at any given time. And since IBI is in Richards, we might be able to defer that building, but the decision is kind of out of our hands. Okay.
Okay. Oh, why is my, there we go.
Thanks, Mercita.
You're quite welcome.
Okay, Jennifer, I think you're up.
Right. So facilities, we, as everyone is aware, don't know when we're returning. Don't know what shared spaces will look like. And we know that Blockley Hall has lots of environmental challenges. And so at the February faculty meeting, Enrique had the pleasure of hearing from lots of faculty members who are frustrated with air quality in particular, and some of the other concerns with Blockley. And so we set up a survey to gather feedback from the faculty members, not just about their offices, but also about their staff offices and shared spaces. And we got lots of great responses. And we offered a few like tangible things that could be done, like windows that open and close more easily without having to climb up on the windowsill to operate them. Addressing the HVAC filter replacements, and if mold is noticed on those things, that people respond more expeditiously. And then also an offer to bring in individual air purifiers to spaces. So those were some of the things that we came up with in conjunction with EHRS and the PSOM facilities folks. So next up, we're sharing that information with those people who will then come up with a plan on things to do to make Blockley more environmentally safe and have people be comfortable returning to the building. While we've been away, they've done the complete preventive maintenance of the air handlers, of the individual units. Some of you were asked about, is it okay to move your furniture so that they could get in there and replace filters and clean things? And we've talked to Environmental Health about some of the additional things that they could do during that process to deal with, you know, just excess dust or dirt or mouse droppings that might be found in those units to do some additional cleaning. Okay, so those things are already happening. The other things that are happening is that kind of the corridors and common areas, carpets are being cleaned, some painting has been done. So there are different things that they're doing. But they also want to hear from us about things that we would like to see happening. And so our next step is to do a survey of the staff. And I am putting in the chat the actual link to our survey. We left it that you can stay anonymous, but I'm gonna ask that if you are comfortable saying who you are, that's far more useful because a tangible room 229 needs its air handler fixed. Is way more useful than kind of a general, you know, the building is terrible. It should be imploded. Yeah, maybe, but that's not happening. So we would love to see your ideas on things that can be addressed, particularly around the air. But then we also just left kind of an open comment if you wanna say, My favorite message from one of the faculty members was that the seventh floor kitchen is an embarrassment. It's like, yeah, okay. There's some things we can do to make that better. And we want to. So we have the ear of Environmental Health. We have the ear of the facilities team. We have a new building administrator since everything shut down who has been very responsive if I've sent him things that people have told me about while they're in the building and getting action. So on the survey, it also directs you back to the floor helpers who signed up to say, you know, if there's something specific happening in your office and you need help, they're the people to go to. While we're out of the office, it's super helpful to also include me in those messages so that I can follow up and make sure that things are getting done. So if you have an actual tangible, you know, you're in the building now. I know we had a lot of heat issues with the seventh floor. The more we can put in and say, this needs attention, the better chances of it getting done. And then the next steps will be to send all of the staff's feedback to environmental health, and they are planning to come up with a kind of action steps for remedy, including getting a quote for the windows, the window maintenance. We had them come out and do a sample. It's a really big job. So it's kind of weighing, you know, is that the most beneficial or are other things better to be done? So yeah, send us your feedback.
Yeah,
Rebecca, so you have something to add?
Did you know that I was going to say something? I was just going to say something. So Jennifer, that was an excellent rendition of this very complex process that we're going through. What I will say is that please, please, please send your feedback because we can't make any progress with this without knowing what is going on. So Jennifer's right. The more specific, the better. We know Blockley Hall is not ideal in so many ways, right? So short of, you know, relocating DBI to a new building, let's make this in as much, I would say, as inhabitable as we can so that when we are allowed to go back to the office, we're able to work in an environmentally safe building. So that's what I would add. It's like my appeal to you, please, because your feedback matters.
I want to add one more thing. Speaking of making the building habitable and the people nice, we had a situation where a coffee machine was not working last week or so. So I wanted to just reach out and say, anybody who is working in Blockley Hall, if you encounter coffee machines, water machines, things like that, that are not functional, I know that being decaffeinated is horrible. So just reach out and let me know. We did get somebody in the building once I found out that the machine was not working. So, you know, even though we're not on campus, as soon as you let us know there's a problem, we can get it fixed pretty quickly.
That's okay. True for anything. If we don't know, we can't do anything about it.
Exactly.
So I see Massimo's question in the chat. Massimo, the long-term plans, I think as of right now, is that they will, this has been since I've been here for 5 years, they will tear down Blockley. But, you know, 5 years ago, we were discussing this. And it looks like the building that's slated for DBI is 3600 Civic Center Boulevard, which it, I mean, we can send you where that's located, but that's not going to happen for years to come. And right now, I will also temper that by saying that, you know, we're experiencing a different work environment right now. So I can't even predict what, you know, working for Penn's going to look like in, you know, a couple months. So it's the same. PSOM has the same intention that they did 5 years ago, which is that we would be relocated to a different building, is what I will say.
Yeah, no, I have heard, you know, that Blockley was supposed to be demolished, but, you know, I didn't know what was the timeline. And yeah, it made sense to, you know, spend a lot of money maintaining Blockley. I mean, clearly, people that are going to Blockley will need, you know, a nice and good environment. But there are some systemic issues with the building. And, you know, if the solution was, you know, 2-3 years down the line, maybe that would guide, you know, the investment
Yeah, I would not bet on that. So yeah, let's just make it inhabitable for whenever, you know, we do go back. So that's our goal right now. Yeah. Okay. Jennifer, are you done?
No more questions in the chat. All right. Okay. We'll move on.
We do have one more question from Caitlin. She was just asking if Wapley is open to use our offices now.
The short answer is maybe. So in order to work, did somebody just answer that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyone who wants to return to campus can take the Safe Return to Work training and knowledge link and notify their local manager to work through security. If you're going to work in the building, you have to wear a mask at all times. You have to social distance and you need to regularly wash your hands. And PSOM strongly encourages us to stay remote for the time being.
That's some fast typing, Glenn. Fast typing.
So, that's not to say you can't go in and grab something and leave, but working from the office, you should talk to Sue White and explain offline what the situation is.
Okay, thank you. I know I've already returned to campus in like our other office that's across campus over in the 3737 building, but my personal office is in Blockley, which I haven't been in, you know, since the start of all this. So I just wasn't sure if it was open, if that was accessible. But thank you.
Okay, so we've spent a lot of time and rightfully so on these topics. So we're gonna try to move this along as quickly as possible. I invited Lisbeth just to talk a little bit about the email that we sent out on March 22nd. I hope you guys had a chance to read it. It was about work-life balance and strategies to manage your workday. Lisbeth, do you wanna do like a brief overview?
Yeah. For those of you who read the email, Enrique gave some really nice sort of suggestions and tips of how to manage work-life balance, communication, and that sort of thing. But I guess the larger issue around this is I feel like there's sort of, we have this moment right now where things are really changing in the world of work. And work from home, you know, the boundaries are really hard to negotiate. So like, it's great when my daughter says, hey, can you drive me to the park? And I can, you know, take an hour and take her to the park. But then the bad news is like, my workstation is really close to my bed and it's calling to me all the time. So, you know, there are these things that you have to balance. Obviously I'm making a joke, but I feel like we're finally moving into the 21st century where we envision work in a different way. And we're at that moment where we can go left or right. And we just need to figure out our path and figure out what works best for us. And the email Enrique sent, I think, is a really, really good start, managing boundaries. And of course, this is all in the context of, you know, working with your supervisor and making sure that all, you know, everyone's simpatico, but it's just some food for thought because it's a kind of an exciting time. It's going to be, it's a brave new world right now, I think. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. And, you know, Elizabeth and I have been talking a lot about this and we know it's different for everyone, but I think it's so important to take care of yourselves and figure out what works for you. So, you know, I've been apologizing a lot for having my kids, you know, in the car, on the screen, like trying to just like juggle everything. And I realized like, I need to stop apologizing because that's my life, right? And I'm trying to make it work as best I can. And, you know, sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. So we're not trying to say that it should go a certain way or it should look a certain way for everyone. We know that we don't have that type of control, but what we are saying is take care of yourself. Right. And if you feel like this is the best work environment right now, like you're just loving it, right? You're at home, you know, you don't have to do a commute, and you know, you get to, you know, you're saving time and you're able to think, that's great. So then my suggestion is ask people on your team how they're doing. Use your strength to then empower other people, because not everyone's doing well. And I have to tell you, you know, more personally, I feel burnout almost regularly. And like burnout's now become this, like this word that everyone's using, you know, because there's no start or end to the workday really, because we don't have commutes and our computers are right in front of us. But like, I share that with my team. You know, when I feel like I've had enough and it's like 6 o'clock and I'm still working, I'm like, I'm done. I need to sign off. I need to be with my kids. This is what works for me. You need to recharge. You need to step away from your computer if you feel like that will help, and go for a walk. Like Marcita and I were just talking about, it is beautiful out. If you can take a call while you're walking outside, do it if that works for you. So I think overall, what I'm trying to say is that there's more flexibility in how we work, and we can't mandate what that looks like for you, but it's so important that you're at your best, because that's where the best quality of work comes from. So, you know, whatever we can do to help you, even if it's like, you know, Rebecca, even if I'm not your manager, Rebecca, I can't deal, you know, like, I think it's so important that we're there for each other during this time. And, you know, I do want to talk about this in more depth. We don't have a lot of time, but I'd love to hear, you know, what your ideas are for like this brave new world that Lisbeth was talking about, because Enrique is incredibly supportive of, you know, work-life balance, like he said. And so, you know, I really care so much about this, and I'm willing to hear everyone's thoughts and try to like pave a new path forward for us, because obviously I'm struggling with it. It means a lot to me. I'm hoping it means a lot to you guys. So that's kind of like my soapbox spiel. And I realize, you know, I have my own issues and challenges that aren't the same as yours, but I hope that you understand this is coming from a place of like, let's just help each other get through this. So that is my spiel. Oh, chat. While I answer chat questions. Oh, Rochelle, thank you for your share. We're there for you.
Rochelle brings up a good point, the employee assistance program. Yeah. It's fantastic.
And I've used it. It's great. It's great. So if you have any feedback for me about how to, you know, create this work-life balance like across the department, I am all ears. Again, this is very important to me. Okay.
Anything else in the chat? No.
Nope.
Okay. Moving on. Jennifer, maybe on mute?
I'm here.
Okay.
Give me a minute to unmute. Okay, I'm gonna do this lightning fast since we're running way behind schedule, but the long and the short of it is that the Staff Life Committee is still here. We still wanna do fun things. We really, really miss you all. We're trying to get ourselves energized to do stuff to bring you all along. To do fun things too. In the chat, I dropped our suggestion box that's on the internet. So if you have ideas, we really want to hear them. We have ideas about maybe doing a theme scavenger hunt via Zoom, maybe doing painting with a twist. We have a whole bunch of different people who are looking into escape room and different activities like that. Our committee is just meeting once a month now. So in May, we're gonna come together and each person's gonna kind of present their top choice, figure out what the costs are, and then roll those ideas out to you guys for some feedback. But in the meantime, we have two people on the committee who are willing to host twice a week walking groups. And so this is going to start next week. And Joyce is on the biostatistics staff member, and she is going to host on Tuesdays and Thursdays, the second and fourth weeks of the month. So there's a sign up to say if you'd like to join in the next couple ones that are coming up. And then also if you might be interested in hosting a walking group in your area, either at the same time, might be fun, or at another time that's convenient for you, and maybe gather some other people who are in that general area. So the survey is one to let us know that you would like to walk with Joyce. I'm waiting for the second person's times to come in, and then we'll add that to the survey as well. You can fill out the survey just to say, hey, I'm interested in doing this, although I'm not signing up immediately. Keep me on a list, and we'll let you know as things come up. Okay, so let's see. Missed you guys. Walking group. Tell us your activities. Ah, and yes, our staff appreciation half days will continue this year. And you can see.
Sorry.
That the slideshow disappeared.
Oh my God.
So the next one would be for Administrative Professionals Week. In the past, since the Staff Relief Committee has existed, we've done like a whole week of breakfast and candy bars and massages and all kinds of fun stuff that's all on hold until we're back. But we will end that week with a half day with supervisor permission. So that's Friday, May, why do I have this vision there? The 30th. Okay. And then also again before the Memorial Day weekend and before the July 4th weekend. So emails will go out to remind everybody about those and keeping with our normal practice. If you take the full day off, it counts as PTO.
Sorry about that. I hit my mouse.
Did I miss anything? What did you say, Elizabeth?
I hit my mouse and it went all nutty. So I apologize for that snafu.
Oh, no worries. This I'm more comfortable with. The facility stuff, I'm like, ah.
Is there anything?
Oh, I'm sorry. Joyce did tell me to say that the meeting time is 12:30. This week on Tuesday, it'll be outside of Stellar Chance. And they just want to move right out at 12:30. So like maybe a 5 minute leeway if you let her know that you're running a couple minutes late. But otherwise, they really want to keep it to a set time.
Okay. We can quickly go over to the last piece.
Just to interrupt you, Ken, I'm thinking, Martin, I'm really sorry. We've never had this problem where we actually are running over because it's great. Do you think, I don't want to rush you, or can we table Martin, if you're okay, for next quarterly staff meeting?
Yeah, that sounds good.
You have time. I don't want to rush you through it.
No, that's fine.
Okay.
I mean, I'll do next time. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Martin is going to show us, because we have so many passwords, actually, it's he's got a nice little chart that'll show us how to keep manage everything and who to call when we have issues. So, okay. So I guess that's it. Sorry, Ken, if you want to, since you opened the meeting, if you'd like to close it out, please feel free.
I mean, by all means. if no one has any other questions, I guess have a good rest of your day. Get out in the sun, enjoy it. It's going to rain. Get out before it rains. Hurry up. I don't think it's going to rain today, but it'll be raining soon. I think this weekend. But.
Ken, our resident weather person. Thank you.
So enjoy the weather.
Thanks, Ken. All right, guys. Thanks so much. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.